This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are at day number two of Anarchapulco. We've got all kinds of cool, interesting, liberty-minded people to talk to here. We had a whole first day yesterday with some great guests. A few of them you'd heard before on Free Talk Live, but they always have something new and interesting going on, and they're great at being on the radio. And then also G. Edward Griffin joined us yesterday for the first time ever, which, what a great conversation.
Yeah.
And what a great, really good guy, too. Just a real friendly guy, and great at explaining some of the ideas about the Federal Reserve. So if you missed yesterday's show, you can go to freetalklive.com and you can download it there. Now, we got a load of guests coming up here today, and we're in Acapulco, Mexico at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Just an incredible, beautiful place. There are hundreds of people who've come to this conference. You said much bigger than the first year. This is year number three. It's Ian and Mark, by the way, in the studio here, the remote studio. It's Jeff Berwick and his crew that are putting this on, and wow, what a great conference so far.
Indeed. It's really great.
So we could keep talking about how great, this place is, and I'm sure we'll explain that a little bit more as the show goes on here tonight, but we actually have our first guest, who is in the studio with us. He is Tone Vase, and I think we've had you on from some, Bitcoin event in the past, haven't we? Oh, hang on, let me unmute your microphone. That would help. Let's try that again.
Yes, you did. I'm trying to remember which one it was, but we both go to so many events. It's really hard to remember
everything. And so I'm glad you came in here. You were listening in because we're in the media room, and there's other media tables in this room, and you've been in here doing your thing because you do some shows, and we'll talk about that coming up in a moment. But you were listening in. You heard us interviewing Roger Ver yesterday from Bitcoin.com, and you made the comment to us that you disagree with a lot of what you heard Roger talking about. So I figured, well, let's hear another side to the Bitcoin controversy.
Right. You're no schmo. You're one of the premier traders of Bitcoin, analysts. What you're talking about.
He hosts a show called Crypto Scam.
That's
so,
true. Yeah.
Tone, you're a little familiar with some of the more scammy things going on in the scene of cryptocurrency. So your website, by the way, libertylifetrail.com, that links to Crypto Scam. It links to some of the other audio work that you do.
Yeah, it links basically to all my content that I do around the web. I've been too busy to actually write articles for that website, which is how it started, but I do so much video content that I'm barely keeping up with cross-posting it on libertylifetrail.com. Hopefully, I'll be able to turn that site into something more.
Now, are you also, you're obviously at a very liberty-oriented conference. How do you describe yourself politically, and what are your beliefs?
You know, my beliefs are still constantly changing. I was big on this and the Fed and the whole anarchy movement. And now that I'm in Bitcoin and I'm just seeing, I left Wall Street. Let me start there. I left Wall Street because I thought that Wall Street were evil. Like, what are we doing here? Why am I doing this? And then I joined the Bitcoin space. This is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I noticed was people are getting scammed at a rate of 10 to 1 higher in the crypto sphere than it ever was on Wall Street. And that really made me rethink some things, which is why I started the podcast Crypto Scam, to inform people of what they're getting into. And now I'm of the belief that, no, we really need regulation. Regulation is not bad. What's bad is AML KYC laws.
That stands for
Know Your Customer and money laundering. So to me, what I'm trying to fight is money being a crime. I don't think money should be a crime.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as laws for consumer protection, I'm all for that because I'm seeing what's happening in the crypto space. And we need lots of consumer protection. We need more consumer protection, but it's none of the government's business who the consumer is.
Like, you don't actually think the government's good at doing things like, what they say they're going to do, which is protecting consumers. I mean, what we've seen over time is that when government says they're protecting consumers, what they're really doing is protecting the established businesses from competition. I mean, that's what almost all regulation does, is it drives upstarts and innovators out of existing businesses. I mean, look at Uber and Lyft as a perfect example.
Well, it's not that perfect because they're still in operation and they're still solving our problem.
True, but it hasn't been an easy road, and they've had to throw millions of dollars at legal fees.
That's correct, but then again, but you kind of want that because it's hard to just trust Uber from the beginning that they're going to get it right. Look, it's not perfect, but it's still the best we have, and it's unfortunate until we have more technological way to create it. But I don't mind.
Well, hold on. So regulation, does that mean you're in favor of the Bit license, the New York State license that has basically driven Bitcoin businesses out of the state?
Well, I'm not a fan of the KYC AML aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll give you another example. Like, for example, I want there to be government regulation that makes sure that your Bitcoin is in cold storage. If you're running a Bitcoin exchange...
The Bitcoin exchange.
Right. If a Bitcoin exchange is being run, I want regulation to make sure that the Bitcoin's actually there. What I don't want is the regulation that identifies the person whose Bitcoin it is.
Okay.
So why couldn't we have the market provide these things? I mean, if I'm running an exchange and I want people to feel assured that their Bitcoins are in cold storage, I can bring an auditing firm in, a third party, and they can audit the system and make sure that I'm telling the truth.
That's fine. But again, now people have to trust you and your third party. So there's still a lot of trust.
Or they have
going
to trust
in.
The government, which I would not recommend anyone do that.
You wouldn't, but 90% of the world does.
All right. Fair enough.
So
we can keep disagreeing on this. I just want to move the conversation along.
Yeah, we have to move.
No. And I definitely see a point.
You want to talk about scam artists? Yes. I mean, that's what the government does. I mean, they're great at scamming.
Yes. No. This is a very hot topic, which we might save for another show.
All right. Well, let's get back into Bitcoin itself, because you disagreed with Roger Beer yesterday from Bitcoin.com, who was saying that Bitcoin's in serious trouble. There are these fees that are increasing. We're seeing fees of, on the low side, it seems like 20 cents for a transaction, and this is in a currency, a cryptocurrency. For listeners that don't know, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency, the first of its kind that was it's taken the world by storm, and it's amazing. It's worth over $1,100 per Bitcoin as we're speaking right now. But it used to be 0 to 2 cents per transaction. And again, no matter what the size of the transaction was, it was very, very small transaction fees. Now we're seeing huge fees.
Well, right, because more people are using it.
Yeah, but also he says it's because of this artificial cap that's been put on to Bitcoin.
Well, I agree with that. The artificial cap was put on several years ago, but it was put on for specific reasons to make Bitcoin safer. Because they needed that cap there because they saw a danger in not having it. So it got put on there for safety reasons. And now, because
what was the danger?
Well, the danger was people spamming the network.
And that danger still exists. The bigger danger is...
But not with 20-cent transaction fees, right?
Well, that's what's actually preventing it from being spammed, right? If you remove these transaction fees, and even if
you... Well, what if you don't remove them? What if you just increase... I think that the Bitcoin Unlimited, if I remember correctly, at least one of these has proposed doubling the cap limit to making it 2 megabytes instead of 1. I mean, wouldn't that function the same way that the old cap did and increase the block size so that transactions would be less costly?
Right, but then it can easily be spammed to fill up the 2 megabyte transactions with a lower fee until we have the same exact problem just 3 months later.
Now remember, we have to keep things as understandable for an average listener as possible, because this isn't a crypto podcast. We're doing a general audience radio show, so keep that in mind as you answer this question. When you say spamming the network, what does that mean?
Well, it's kind of like your email folder, right? I mean, we always had a little problem with email in that your email gets spammed left and right. And your email provider does the best job to throw those emails into the spam folder for you, okay? And these emails cost nothing. So if your email provider didn't do that, then all those spam emails would go into your box.
Radio ads reach people at about it's something like less than 10 cent, a tenth of a cent, but more than a hundredth of a cent per person that you reach, and people don't call that spam. But an email, say that if it, in the case of a transaction that might go through the Bitcoin network, if it costs 2 cents, that's extraordinarily expensive if you're trying to fill up the Bitcoin network, right?
Yes and no. It depends how malicious you want to be, but... Yeah, people have done it, there's other issues with it. It's not just that.
Okay, please tell me.
Bitcoin is popular, so the transaction fees are going up, and there are plenty of people willing to pay those transaction fees. People will be willing
to... Not somebody buying a soda.
Probably not. But Bitcoin is... Maybe perhaps Bitcoin isn't ready to scale like that. But here's the problem. Now that I understand that they put on this 1 megabyte cap, and what it does is it limits the number of transactions that
Hold
can go
that thought. We're going to continue here in moments about the cap. This is Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs, but economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime, and as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live from Anarchapulco 2017. You can go to anarchapulco.com, learn more about the event. But basically, it's a very liberty-oriented conference with all kinds of libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, people who care about freedom. Lots of Bitcoiners and cryptocurrency supporters are here today. I was giving a speech yesterday, and it just kind of asked people, you know, who's into Bitcoin? This isn't a Bitcoin conference, mind you. It's a Liberty conference, but the majority, a super majority, I would say, of the room raised their hand. So this is, it's a big thing here. And if you're not yet into Bitcoin, of course, you can learn more at Bitcoin.com. But we're talking with somebody who is big time in the Bitcoin sphere and cryptocurrencies in general. Tone Vaze is with us. And you wanted to be on the show, and we wanted to have you on the show because you disagreed with what Roger Ver was saying yesterday from Bitcoin.com. Your website's LibertyLifeTrail.com. You're the host of Crypto Scam as well as some other shows that you produce. And you're not so sure about. So, in fact, you're vehemently against what Roger was saying, is what I'm understanding so far. We were talking about the fees on the Bitcoin transactions that have been going up, and that what I would say is kind of a deterrent to people using Bitcoin, at least at lower levels. If I'm going to send somebody $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, a dollar fee is no big deal. But if I'm going to buy a soda at the corner store, which I can do in Keene, New Hampshire, that's something less likely to do.
Well, in a way, I personally don't mind the higher fees because it kind of puts Bitcoin more for important transactions for the time being. However, there is a solution on the table that will drop those fees to almost zero.
Okay.
That's the segregated witness solution.
This is the one that's competing Unlimited.
Well, more like Bitcoin Unlimited is competing with segregated witness because that one has been in the works for over a year.
All right.
And Bitcoin Unlimited came out of nowhere, and I will talk about why that is. So the difference between the two is the Bitcoin limit was put on. Initially, in the beginning, no one was really using Bitcoin, and Satoshi was already leaving, and Satoshi's original vision was that these transactions are going to be relatively free on the network. But that's not the direction where the Bitcoin blockchain and the ecosystem went. And the smartest people in the room that were managing the code of Bitcoin at the time decided that it's safer for Bitcoin to put this limit on. One of the main reasons was something called block propagation, because you have all of these Bitcoin transactions in about a 10-minute span. And this is what we're talking about. They can only fit 1 megabyte worth of data. And then someone validates this with a mathematical formula. The moment they validate this 1 megabyte piece of data, it needs to go through the entire world and get confirmed by the world. And if you increase that to 2 megabytes or more, you can actually slow down how fast it gets validated by the network. And then you have a really, really big problem.
How much would it slow it down? I mean, we're talking about, in this world, 2 megabytes is a pretty small amount of data. Were you talking about slowing it down?
Some people I've recently heard, it can slow it down by a matter of minutes. And in the world of Bitcoin, that is a lot. It can actually cause huge problems. The one of the reasons why is because a lot of the mining goes on in China, and they have their own firewall there. So a lot of the issues is if this block of 2 megabytes is found in China, and maybe 4 megabytes is where they want to go, if it's found in China and has to get out of the Chinese region and then move through other parts of the world, this takes time. These things are not instant. And some miners have an advantage over others to start looking for the next block.
Sure.
And in the world of Bitcoin, every second counts. Because in 1 second, that's like a trillion guesses for to solve the next block.
So explain the Lightning Network, and it's my understanding that segregated witness isn't necessary for the Lightning Network.
No, it is necessary for Lightning Network.
It is necessary?
It is absolutely necessary for Lightning Network.
Okay.
The Lightning Network cannot begin unless SegWit is in the system.
Okay.
So segregated witness was a solution, a simpler solution, an elegant solution, in that, okay, we have one block. It's dangerous for us to go to two blocks because it forces everyone to update their software. And as we learned from Ethereum, even if a very small minority disagrees, you now have two Ethereums and you can have two Bitcoin.
Which is super confusing.
Which is not only just super dangerous, and obviously confusing. Segregated witness is something called a soft fork, which is kind of like when you update your Windows. If you're running Windows, you can technically still run Windows XP. You can. It doesn't have great support, but it will work. Yep, you're not forced to update to the latest Windows. That's what segregated witness is. It's not technically forcing everyone to upgrade. And what segregated witness does is it cleans up those transactions. So even though the block remains 1 megabyte, it makes room for like up to three times more transactions in the 1 megabyte block because it removes some of the garbage that goes along with every transaction. So putting segregated witness in instantly creates double or triple the capacity of the network.
Which should lower fees.
Which will lower fees. Yeah. And also it opens up the Lightning Network, which is a way to make these transactions outside of the Bitcoin blockchain, and they settle to the blockchain like at the end of the day.
So the Bitcoin Unlimited, which is the software that Roger Ver is purporting, is essentially the same software with a higher block limit than the original Bitcoin software. How does is the Lightning Network in some way you can't use that with Bitcoin Unlimited?
No, they would also need to. They're completely independent.
Okay.
So the reason why this debate started is initially like a year and a half ago, the core developers agreed that they would get Lightning, that they would work on SegWit, get that in, and they would hard fork to 2 megabytes. Both things would happen.
Okay.
SegWit would make more room in a block, and they would hard fork to 2 megabytes, therefore making like 8 times more throughput, right?
Right.
But in that contract, like unofficial contract that they agreed to, they also said if it's safe. And then for many reasons, they've had another year to think about it. And they came back, and these are the smartest people in the room. They came back and said, we don't think it's safe to hard fork.
Now, are these the same developers that started with Bitcoin? Have they been there from the beginning? Are these new people?
They're mostly been there from not the early beginning, like Gavin Andreessen was one of the first people in Bitcoin Core. These are the people that came after him.
Gavin, is he still there?
He's not there anymore because he got, I personally believe he got outclassed by the smarter people in the room.
Hmm.
What's happening is like a game of Survivor at the moment. That's how I read it. So you started off with Gavin Andreessen. Other than developers came in, and the good ones rose to the top. You vote off the weaker developers.
Who voted them off? How does that work?
They basically, it's their own. The core developers, they're from all over the place. They're in different organizations. One of them is Blockstream. That's one of the bigger ones. They basically support the top core developers by paying them to develop for Bitcoin code. Mm. There are other organizations that pay a different group of developers, and then they all collaborate on what code is good. And they didn't like some of the things that Gavin Andreessen was proposing to the point where Gavin Andreessen like left. Same thing with Mike Hearn.
Feel welcome.
Right. So he was another weak developer. That's how I see it, as my opinion. But now we're at a point like in a game of Survivor, the strong people rise to the top.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue with Tone Bays here from Anarchapulco on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco, and continuing here on the Sunday show, you, of course, should join us. Maybe, I don't know if it's probably too late to come out here at this time, but you know, maybe not if you happen to be in Mexico and swing on by to Acapulco at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. It's just an incredible location, beautiful location, lots of great people here. Not everybody agrees, and we're going to get back into Tone Bass here in a moment on the future of Bitcoin. But first, I do want to let you know, I didn't have room to bring my pillow with me on vacation.
The one bad thing I can say about my pillow is it doesn't shrink down to the size of a capsule that you can slip in your pocket.
Right, and space is limited. We had to bring a bunch of equipment for the show, so I had to triage and
I can tell the difference.
Decide to, oh yeah,
I'm using really great high end pillows at this resort hotel, and it's not
my pillow. Yeah, not at all. MyPillow.com. You can go and get yours at half off with code FTL. You don't like it for some reason? Well, that's no problem. They got a 60-day window where you can actually send it back. They will send you your purchase price back. It's guaranteed to last for 10 years. It's a great pillow. Highly recommended. Mark, you and I, we've been using it now almost a year, I think, at this point. So, yeah, it's great. I'm missing it. I wish I had it with me. Maybe we should convince the Mundo Imperial to invest and get them for their rooms, because they really are nice pillows. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Get you half off of one pillow or two for the price of one. It's up to you. And again, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied for some reason, but we think you will be. MyPillow.com with code FTL. Tone Bass is with us here. We're talking about the future of Bitcoin. It's kind of in question right now with an internal struggle, if you will, between different factions who want to see it go in one direction or another technically as to how to deal with the growth of Bitcoin, how to handle the number of transactions per minute that it's receiving, because it is becoming very, very popular, and it's going through growing pains. So how the network will end up dealing with this is really a big question. And Tone, you've been disagreeing with what Roger Ver was saying yesterday on the show. We had him over from Bitcoin.com. Your website, Tone, and you do a bunch of crypto-oriented shows. Crypto Scam is one of them. Your website is libertylifetrail.com for folks that want to get more of you over there. Oh, hang on one moment. Now you're on. Okay, go ahead.
It was originally supposed to cover more liberty stuff, but I just got caught up in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and
here you are.
Not enough time to cover everything. It was supposed to be more liberty oriented. More, I was even going to talk about health and fitness and travel, and now in economics, and it all became Bitcoin.
So you were talking about this segregated witness plan, which is another possible future for Bitcoin. It's competing with the other Bitcoin Unlimited. And both of them seem to have about the same level of adoption. At least I was looking at a website that shows the number of blocks that are being mined by the Bitcoin miners. And like it seems like about 20% are on the Bitcoin Unlimited, and then like 21 or 25% somewhere in that range are on the segregated witness side. And the majority of the miners aren't deciding anything. They're just deciding to keep going status quo. And I've heard that segregated witness needs to have 95% adoption. Is that true?
That is true. Well, it doesn't need to. They chose it that way
okay.
for safety reasons. Again, the people that design, I have full faith and trust in the people that designed SegWit. I think they are some of the smartest developers in the world, and I have outsourced the future of Bitcoin to them from a technical level. And I do have some technical expertise. I have a master's in financial engineering. I did programming in graduate school. And I've worked with programmers on Wall Street for 10 years. So I'm not new to development. I'm not new to programming, even though I don't like to code, and I was always a bad coder. So I will outsource that to the smartest people I feel in the room to do the coding. And these are the people I have aligned with, and I have full trust in them. So when they originally said, well, perhaps we can hard fork to 2 megabytes along with SegWit, and then they come back and say, we no longer think that hard forking and forcing everyone to go to 2 megabytes is safe, but SegWit is ready and is good to go like we promised.
But the miners have to flip a switch and say, we want to do this, right?
Correct. And they're doing that, but SegWit isn't
slow,
simple.
Right?
It's a little slow because there is some technical upgrades that the miners need to do before they can even use SegWit. So in the beginning, the slow adoption rate of SegWit isn't necessary. It's not like an instant switch.
Yeah.
It's a little more integration than that. So we're still seeing miners. Some of the miners haven't supported SegWit, not because they don't want to support SegWit. It's maybe they're not technologically there yet, and maybe they need another month or two.
Okay. And how long has this been going now with trying to recruit people into the SegWit?
So SegWit has been in the works for over a year, and it looks like they missed their initial deadlines for when SegWit was supposed to be ready. But you know what? It's development, and getting it right and getting it safe is more important than getting it out
getting
fast.
It quick. Sure.
Right. And some of the people got very upset that segregated witness wasn't yet ready for production because it spent a lot of time in a testing environment. And then they got very upset again when these same people came back and said, we think that it's very, very dangerous to hard fork Bitcoin into 2 megabytes. And
Did they make a supporting statement surrounding that? I mean, what's dangerous about that?
Well, the propagation time, they did more research on how much time it would take to have the bigger block move through the world. And also, Ethereum has proved that a small minority can create 2 Bitcoin.
This Ethereum is the second most popular, if you will, cryptocurrency right
Correct.
Now by market cap. And it split into 2 Ethereums last year, I think it was,
Correct.
After the whole Dow debacle. You
Right.
remember mentioning yesterday that Jax has the DAO and I said DAO's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is when Ethereum was created because or the right. Ethereum Classic was created, the hard fork happened right. because they went back in time on the blockchain and basically hit the reset button on right. some stuff, and then now we've got two Ethereums which try to communicate that to the average person. Oh yeah, you want Bitcoin, but you want this Bitcoin, not that other
right.
Bitcoin over there. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
And that's going to be a problem. And people like me, I would not switch. I would stick on the old one. I'll become a miner. I don't care.
Wouldn't your old Bitcoins likely collapse in value? If I as a customer get to decide, do I want the Bitcoin that has really tiny transaction fees or the Bitcoin that has big, gigantic transaction fees, I'm going to pick the one with tiny transaction fees.
But that wouldn't be true because if what Roger Ver is trying to convince to have larger blocks, if that we want them to harp, we want them to leave because then we would activate SegWit on the other side and Lightning Network is around the corner and those fees would drop to zero, almost zero. So this is the problem. I don't understand why the push for 2 megabyte blocks, because if they want cheap transaction fees, segregated witness and Lightning Network will make cheaper fees than 2, 8, 9 unlimited blocks.
Mm.
It makes absolutely no sense.
I just, you know, wish something would happen, and it's frustrating to watch as it, you know, the majority of the miners are doing, you know, choosing to stay the course.
They're going to choose SegWit.
You think so?
Yes. This is a third attempt to fork Bitcoin to basically kick out. This was the survivor analogy I was doing earlier.
Yep.
In the beginning, the strong people rise to the top, and the very weak people leave. But then you have a situation where some of the weak people get together and say, hey, we got to get rid of this guy because he's the best, and we all know he's going to win. But if we get rid of the strong guy, then all of us have a chance.
Why do they want to get rid of the strong guy when the strong guy is going to make Bitcoin better for everybody?
They don't see it that way.
Okay.
We can talk about the same thing happening in political systems, right? Why is it always the worst possible people running for Congress and president, right? It's the same thing.
And these are the people you want to regulate Bitcoin?
Well, no. These are the people that I don't want getting in.
I mean the worst guys running for the government guys.
Right. You got to stop them from getting in. And what I'm afraid would happen is if the smart guys are voted out, if the smart guys aren't there anymore, then I'm not going to have trust in the current developers. And Bitcoin Unlimited developers have already proved to be incompetent because there was a recent screw up that cost them $13,000.
All right, hold that thought. I want to talk about the alternatives to Bitcoin, if you don't mind. There's a bunch
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Pete Lynn, attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco, which it's not a Bitcoin conference, but there are a lot of Bitcoin people and cryptocurrency fans here. And, of course, they care a lot about the Bitcoin network as the number one cryptocurrency in the world by far. All of the other 1,000-plus competitors combined don't equal the volume and the market cap of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the big boy, and it's important. The future of Bitcoin is important to all of us. We want to see it continue and want to see it continue to be successful. And, of course, different factions believe they have the right idea for how Bitcoin should continue on in the future. And we've talked a lot about segregated witness and the Lightning Network and sort of the other proposal that's on the table that Tone Vase is with us here. And, Tone, you're saying you believe this is going to happen. Right now, we're still waiting for it to even, you know, eclipse 50% as opposed to getting to 95%. Where it ultimately has to go. I hope something happens, whether it's segregated witness or the Bitcoin Unlimited. I just want to see something change because these transaction fees, in my opinion, are ridiculous, and it's driving people who want to use Bitcoin for day-to-day transactions away from Bitcoin. So I'll give you an example of that. There's a corner store in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live, that has been taking Bitcoin at the point of sale since 2013, since way back when, you know, you could spend 2 cents on a transaction for Bitcoin. So if I'm going into the store and I'm going to buy a soda, you know, it's no big deal to spend 2 extra cents if I want to pay with Bitcoin because I love Bitcoin, no problem. But to spend 30 cents to buy a dollar soda, that's the average person is going to balk at that and they're going to, you know, stick up, you know, turn up their nose and say, I'm just going to use my credit card. Why should I, you know, try this new digital currency?
Most stores won't let you make a transaction for $1 transaction with a credit card.
That's true. So then they'll just use cash or whatever. And I think that's a problem because it makes me less likely to want to pitch Bitcoin to businesses locally if I have to, you know, tell them, oh yeah, it's going to cost your customers 50 cents every time they want to send you a transaction. For the guy that's repairing cars at $500 to $1,000 a transaction, no big deal. But for the corner store, it effectively takes them out of the business if Bitcoin were a significant portion of their business, which it's not, obviously, at this point. And so I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, what else is out there? You know, there are these other cryptocurrencies. Certainly, you know, you've covered a lot of them over on your show, which is Crypto Scam. You can go to libertylifetrail.com, and you can download the show there, as well as some of the other stuff that that you're doing. You're doing quite a bit. But so you've looked at some of these other options, and I know that Dash is very, very popular, or at least it has the feeling of being popular. It, I think, just got to number 4 in the market cap rankings.
It did.
So, you know, people are talking about Dash. It is purportedly anonymous. I don't know. I can't read the code. I can't analyze it, so I have to trust other
people.
It's
at number 5 right now, but it's okay. Very close
They're
to
They're fighting with Litecoin, right? Yeah. It's bouncing back and forth.
Litecoin, the little coin that could.
Litecoin's been around for a long time. They're basically a slightly faster Bitcoin. There's really nothing else to Litecoin. But so, you know, Dash, people are talking about it. There's some people here that are friends of mine that are really in to Dash. I think we're going to probably talk to Amanda Johnson maybe on this show. Depends on when we can get her over here to talk about it. And you told us off the air that you're a big critic of Dash. Why?
I'm a big critic of Dash. And ironically, about a year and a half ago, I kind of liked Dash, but then I did some research and I looked into the origins of Dash and their current some of the current things that they're doing, and now I'm a huge critic of Dash.
What's the origins and what are they doing?
So, and I did cover it on my show, Crypto Scam, and the Dash community was very unhappy with me and they made lots of rebuttal videos. There was something called an Instamine. So when Bitcoin was first launched, Satoshi didn't know it was going to work. Nobody did. So he mined the first block. He made the first 50 bitcoins. He probably made the second 50 bitcoins. And then there was about 5 people in the beginning. And then it slowly grew from there. But he didn't know. Like when Litecoin launched, Charlie Lee tried to do it as fair as possible. And everyone had fair access at it from the very beginning that was interested. In the case of Dash, back when it originally was called Xcoin, it got rebranded to Darkcoin like a week later,
mm-hmm.
and after that it got rebranded to Dash more recently about a year ago.
Yes.
And when it was first launched, there were issues at the launch, and the original developer specifically said to the community, oh, I'm not going to launch it. I'm going to see if I can fix these problems. And then suddenly, 3 to 4 hours later, it gets launched unexpectedly. And it gets launched unexpectedly with a bug, and we'll never know if it was by accident or deliberate. Of course, the Dash community claims it was by accident, but there are some evidence that isn't so, that doesn't make it as clear, where that we suspect that the lead developer got millions of Dash tokens in that first couple of hours.
Hmm.
Now, in the beginning,
because he was like the only miner. Okay.
Because he was the only miner, launched it unexpectedly, and there was a bug that not only created them really, really quickly, it prevented other competitors from getting it. So one person, and again, some of it is allegedly, but I believe it, one person was able to get several million Dash coins, and also in the beginning, there was supposed to be 84 million Dash coins. And then a day later, the actual spec comes out, and they're like, oh, there's only going to be like Bitcoin, like 21 million.
Mm.
So all of a sudden, 2 million out of 84, okay, it was an accident. Maybe 2 million out of 84, not as bad. 2 million out of 20-something? A little bigger now,
right.
And then
what happened to the other 60 million? Maybe maybe those are, who knows?
Well, yeah. Well, again, that one probably won't change because they wanted to have a bigger supply. Now that person probably wasn't by himself. Probably had a few other people there. And then they said, well, we asked the Dash community, should we like sometime later, maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks, should we relaunch? Should we start from scratch? And the community voted, saying, no, it's okay. Well, of course it's going to be okay because the community was the people that had an unfair advantage in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the latest spin on that, oh, but this turned out to be a great thing because now the developers that started it have money
right.
to finance better development, and this is why they're able to sponsor conferences. They're able to have spokespeople. I'm not a fan of Amanda Johnson because she's being paid. Bitcoin has this problem. People always say, well, Bitcoin has bad PR. Well, Bitcoin didn't create a bunch of Bitcoin by one person in the beginning to control Bitcoin development to create the PR.
So you're saying that the beginning of Dash suggests a crypto scam, and so
the beginning suggests severe foul play, which is why a lot of smart developers don't respect Dash at all. Now, on top of that,
another
problem that I personally see is last year or like 2 years ago, I don't remember exactly when, they came up with this idea of masternodes. This is where you lock up 1,000 Bitcoin to supposedly create a thousand Dash coins to lock up, and that creates more privacy in those transactions, which is the privacy is debatable how good this privacy is. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt that this 1,000 Dash locked up in a masternode does create privacy. With that, they're paying these masternodes 40% of the rewards from mining. So in a way,
and what does the masternode do exactly?
Well, the masternode is supposed to somehow provide privacy in a transaction. I don't really know how. I'm not that deep
into the
development.
I've heard that they have something to do with a quick transaction.
There's two things. There is instant X, which is like instant confirmations, and there is dark send. I think the masternodes help you with both.
Now, isn't this also centralization? These masternodes?
It is centralization because I see it from a different perspective. Proof of work is a way that miners are competing for the reward of the next block.
And proof of work is the mining type with Bitcoin, right, for instance, where they're cranking away at these math problems.
They're cranking away at the math problems, right. But those that can't compete can't get any, like Satoshi can't get any more Bitcoin. He can't compete. The mining has gone too advanced.
You got to have big equipment.
Dash was going to go into that same issue. Well, how does the developer that created 5% or whatever of all the coins for himself, now he can't compete in mining new coins of Dash.
Mm-hmm.
How does he get more Dash for himself? Well, they created this masternode, because by having a masternode, you get paid for locking up 1,000 Dash. So this is a way like proof of stake. So this is a way for those that have money to make more money by doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one problem with the masternode, is that, well, we have all of these Dash coins. How do we make interest on all these Dash coins, because we can't compete in mining? Well, we'll create this masternode system. That's one thing. The second thing is, so many people want this reward. They want this interest. They're locking away their Dash, and they're constricting the supply of Dash on the open market.
So the price can go up.
So the price can go up because there's less Dash going around.
All right. You did a whole episode about this, you said.
There's 1 hour on it. Correct.
Crypto scam at libertylifetrail.com. Tone Base, thanks for coming on and getting into detail with us here on Free Talk Live. Hopefully it didn't go too far over people's heads. I think we did stop
pretty
down,
complicated stuff.
Explain it quite a bit, and we'd love to have you on again at some point to talk more crypto. It's fascinating, and we follow it here. There's more Free Talk Live coming up here from Anarchapulco, and you can join us.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.